One day, while cleaning alone, I heard music playing in the empty ward. At first, I brushed it off, thinking it was a colleague.
The mission of Mlago National Referral Hospital is to offer state-of-the-art healthcare services. It has lived up to this mission with groundbreaking medical milestones, including undertaking the first successful kidney transplant in December last year. But underneath this medical progress is a story of suffering and frustration for many patients who seek care at the National Referral. A shocking undercover investigation by a New Vision journalist has laid bare the appalling failures in patient care at the hospital's health wards. Listen to this tear-jerking narration, telling the story of corruption, bribery, extortion, and sexual harassment. Our undercover reporter spent 3 months employed as a cleaner at the facility. In the 8th episode of Undercover in Mlago podcast series, the undercover reporter is haunted by ghosts and fired from her job as a cleaner.
As the days passed on Block C, Level 3, strange occurrences began to unsettle us. Our restroom, once a refuge, became a place of eerie happenings. Windows that we would slide closed at night would be found wide open in the morning, despite nobody else having access to that ward. One day, while cleaning alone, I heard music playing in the empty ward. At first, I brushed it off, thinking it was a colleague. But the music drew closer, yet I saw no one. It was then that I shared my fears with my friends, but they could not explain it either. Carol, our supervisor, offered an unsettling explanation. She believed these were the actions of ghosts. She cautioned us never to respond if we heard our names being called, for these spirits were lingering in the hospital, unseen but present. The ward seemed haunted by more than just spectral entities. Doors would open on their own, and one day, my colleague found her washed uniform mysteriously relocated. Despite the strangeness, we were assured these entities meant us no harm. The unsettling atmosphere in the hospital was compounded by the unfair treatment from management. We were accustomed to receiving our salaries every 2 months, but rumors spread that we would only be paid for 1 month, September. Faced with threats from management, we reluctantly accepted the 1 month salary, though cleaners from the Heart Institute received their full wages. It was a bitter pill to swallow, but we had little choice. My days at Mlago Hospital became numbered after that. I started to avoid work, feeling a sense of injustice and betrayal. When my uniforms mysteriously disappeared and I was accused of absenteeism, I knew the end was near. Matthews, with whom I had had unpleasant encounters before, seemed to have orchestrated my dismissal. He accused me of weeks of absence without informing my supervisor, a claim that was untrue. I realized I was being unfairly targeted. Reflecting on my time at Mlago Hospital, I could not help but feel a sense of injustice. The unfair treatment, the ghostly encounters, and the corruption within its walls painted a bleak picture of an institution meant to care for the vulnerable. As I left the hospital for the last time, I could not shake the feeling of being wronged. Yet amidst the darkness, there was a glimmer of hope. Director Rosemary Byanyima's words, urging whistleblowers to come forward and report such injustices. Mulago Hospital may continue its operations, haunted by its ghosts and plagued by its secrets. But for me, it is a chapter closed, a harsh lesson learnt about the complexities of the world and the resilience needed to navigate its darkest corners. As I walked away from Mulago, the echoes of ghostly whispers and the weight of unfair dismissal followed me, but I carried with me the resolve to seek justice and the hope that one day the truth of Mulago Hospital's dark secrets would come to light. For now, I leave behind the haunted halls and the ghostly shadows, a survivor of Mulago's mysteries, but forever marked by its ghosts.
That's it for the sixth episode of Undercover in Mulago. You too can share your feedback on the Undercover in Mulago podcast series. Thank you for listening and much appreciation to our brave undercover journalist who has unveiled the dark underbelly of Mulago Hospital's health wards. For more of Vision Podcast, you can log on to www.newvision.co.ug/podcasts. They are also available on the Vision Dicto Experience app. Better yet, you can find Vision Podcast on your favorite podcasting platforms.